Password. If you want it, I can give it to you. Alright, cool. I'm here for you, man. If you want the Wi-Fi, I got the Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Yo.
That's what I love about radio, my friends and my friends and my friendlets.
Double-sided pencil.
Yeah.
Sometimes the show contains strong language, so with that being said, listen at your own discretion. This is Gunwash.
Jack Innesley. Yes, Jack is on the equipment today. You could just, you know, when Jack's on, the show just tightens up. Jack's like the guy. He's the OG here. He's the original engineer. And we're losing him a little bit because he's going to go out. He's got like a band, and the band's successful. So they're touring Europe and California and Australia. And pretty soon he won't even take my phone calls, and he'll change his phone number and told me to speak to his publicist and shit like that. But that's how it is. Jack, let's hope. Let's hope that soon. All right. Anyway, Jack Innesley is on in the control room taking care of this.
That's right. Our one Jack Innesley is in the control room, and I see him from here. Hello, Jack. Hello,
Odetta. What up, Jack?
What up, Odetta?
If anyone in the studio wants to direct their attention to where the producer is, he is standing right there in front of me. I see him.
I always tell people he's above.
He's above, and we will learn about him, what's coming up with him, and, of course, our very special guest tonight on Gunwash, and that's coming up next.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Yes. It's 9 p.m. here. It's exactly 9 p.m. That's when we start the show, Gunwash, and we are... How do you say? In studio, so to speak. And if you don't know and just tuning in for the first time, we are entering one of the last weeks of Gunwash. So anyone that is a listener or is going to be a listener, call now and interact.
That's unimaginable.
Unimaginable. I know, I wouldn't give him up. I wouldn't give him up unless he wanted me to, but we have a very special guest in the studio. I don't want to, you know, freak him out.
Fresh off the L train.
That's correct. That's correct. That's how you get here.
I have a receipt for the...
You bought a single ride?
Well, we want to say...
I have the receipt.
We want to say thank you for coming. You know, it's not every day or
Who's
every week.
The guest?
The guest this week is, of course, the one, the lazy hustler, the funky uncle, the one, the Rickster.
Dude.
Ricky Powell. And he is the one and only Ricky Powell, and he is here enjoying our atmosphere.
Wow
is right.
It's a party.
It's a party. Party all night.
I love it.
Especially with Spliffington. I know you mentioned earlier that you and Spliff were connecting on some music.
Yeah, he's an intellectual, you know, he's kind of like a Caucasian, what's his name? The ill dude with the white, Leon Russell.
Leon. As always, when Ricky comes, he's got, whatever, I don't know, his
And that
props.
Dude was bad. He used to doink a lot of hot black chicks. For a white dude,
as
stupid.
He should.
He's
as
in
he
the should. Hall of Fame of interracial discreet.
And that, learning a lot about that.
Yo, look at this waitress.
Ricky, are
Damn.
You, Ricky,
yes.
Ricky,
hashtag dope titty balls.
You mentioned when you came in, Ricky, that you do, when you come here, it feels good. It feels not your average. It's like a nice atmosphere, nice feeling.
Yeah, it's
like
chill. All right. Very chill.
Well, I'm glad that.
Love it, dude. I'm very honored to be here in your twilight.
And we are honored to
it's
have you.
It's not ending,
you.
It's transforming.
Okay. Exactly. Transistoring.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly right.
Exactly. And we're learning about it as we go. By the way,
that's right.
It is true.
That's
right.
Like, you ever seen Pokemon before?
Oh my god, these sound effects. I'm bugging.
Yeah. Well, it's true. You know, that is life, Ricky. I mean, I get really upset about it, but it's life. You can't. Things change. You know, you can't keep
money
everything
and
forever.
Pussy. That
doesn't change.
That it's all about, as this one guy wrote in some really dank graffiti with like an El Zorro magic marker.
That it's all about
money and pussy. And like Lower East Side graffiti. It's in my book, The Rickford Files, classic New York photos.
Yes. And listen, if you want to know more about that, we can certainly teach you about it. Just give a call in and give our guest a question. The number here is 718-497.
You can put the number
up. Live call in?
Oh, absolutely. 718-497-2128. They love you, Ricky. Come on in. Right?
I'll doink her.
That's absolutely correct. So we do have Ricky Powell tonight on Gunwash. We're available on gunwash.com, and we are here every week. The Heritage Radio Network. Spliffington's here tonight. He's going to play some special disco music, baby. And we'll be back in just a moment here.
Oh, yeah.
Check him out.
My name's Pierre Frantillon, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Gunwash Radio. Gunwash Radio.
Hey. 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 Hey, this is Chris Pfeiffer. You're listening to Gunwash Radio.
Let's go.
It's Russ Barone from Cult Crew, listening to Gunwash Radio.
This is Dame Dash. I'm still my man, Armando. Big shout out to Gunwash. I'm in the mood, Paul.
Baby, excellent, excellent music.
I know, right? I was grooving so
get on
hard.
It. I was grooving too. You know,
I saw you tapping your foot.
Yes, I like that stuff.
Wait a minute. We're not ready to come back.
Okay.
Hold on. All right.
This is Vin Diesel, and I'm listening to Gunwash.
That's my boy. That's my fucking boy.
Hey, where'd you get that one? Where'd you get that Vin Diesel?
I was some Tribeca thing really fast.
I see.
Yo, I had him on my I had him on my public access show before he hit it big. Now, I interviewed him on a stoop.
Now, how come no more public access for you? Working on other stuff?
Oh, come on. It's talking whack now.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm not here to judge networks
it's not,
if they're good or not.
Yo, relax. Have a nectarine.
I'm trying.
Have a cannoli.
Yo, why do you think I'm so square, Ricky?
You are a little square, but it's, you know. You're tolerable.
All right, fair enough.
I think it's a gimmick.
That's the most accurate description of Aaron I ever heard in my life.
Thank you very much. I mean, I guess that's.
Nah, because, yo, I got AT&T and then Tourette's.
What's that?
AT&T and Tourette's.
I mean, ATD. Or what's that? ADF?
Oh, ADD?
Yeah.
ADD? Yeah, we all got a little bit of that.
Whatever. So, ask me something musically interesting. So, people are like...
Well, here's what I was going to ask you.
What the fuck's up with Afrika Bambaataa? How about
that? Why you got to ask him? Why? Why are you breaking that subject out on my...
No, that's just a music story.
I have no comment.
We don't got to touch that
one. Why? Because you used to high five with him?
Listen, I got my own issue with gay wiggers, dude.
Okay, fair enough. Now, what I was going to ask you, though, was that, you know, halfway through Spliff's song,
wiggers
you said, all right, turn it
jazz.
Off. I don't like this anymore. You said you didn't like the singing in disco as much.
Oh, bad songs. I mean, a lot of them are unbearable.
Yeah, just but...
But there's some good, you know, like Roof... Chaka Khan was dope when she was with Rufus. She was ridiculous. She would tear it up, literally.
You mentioned earlier when you came in that today you were turned on to like a new jazz guy that you hadn't even thought of before. Turnkey.
Joe Temperley. 86-year-old.
What's his deal?
I'm trying to squeeze it out if you don't bum rush me.
Oh, all
right. I'm choking on a clementine right now. I'm sorry.
Wigger, please. Look at this chick. What's up?
Yeah, he's very... He's
girls
very,
like to party in the nude?
Do you want to... I wonder if they actually are saying hi because they know your photography or something.
Nah,
like
they're
that.
Fucking...
They're square. They're more square than me.
Yeah, they're probably...
I'm round compared to them.
They think I'm Grandmaster Flash.
You
they
are.
Know, they don't know what's up.
This is Joe Temperley.
Yo, you're listening to the Gun Watch.
Oh, sweet. Shit. Is this Wynton Marsalis?
The beast clarinet.
It's your boy.
Yo, can I just give ridiculous supersonic props to your DJ, Spliffington?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jack's
yo,
playing now,
extra,
but we give props to both.
Extraordinary, like, Lovetron.
Oh, he's very got, nice.
He's got some songs that are mad crazy.
With the oboe?
No, it's baritone sax.
Baritone, yeah.
Ill white dude who played in the Duke Ellington band for, like, 12, 14 years when it was, you know, in a certain phase. But very interesting cat. I got turned on to him on this jazz show I heard earlier.
So how did you get into jazz? I mean, I know you're into a lot of different kinds of music and stuff.
It's what I'm naturally drawn to. I thought it has, you know, especially funky jazz.
Yeah. Well, you are the funky uncle.
Well,
listen, man.
I self-anointed myself just as a little homage to that.
But you don't think that, especially now, like in your Instagram usage, that those names sort of have more, even more relevancy now? You know what I mean? In a way,
it's fun. It's true. It's fun.
For
it's
sure.
Funny. If it's inspiring on a humorous tip, then I did what I, you know. Would like to, you know, whatever.
For sure. And then on the Instagram, you're the lazy hustler.
Not duh, lazy. The.
I know. Yeah.
I need
a speech pathologist as
like
well.
The
lazy hustler. So if you want to follow Ricky, that's where you can find him. And what have you been shooting? I mean, people can obviously go there and look at it, but we want to know. We want to hear it from you.
It's like you're having fun.
Just ordinary.
You're inviting.
No, I just shoot.
You know,
I'm lucky. I get to live this life where shit that I'm visually drawn to. I could take a picture of it and put it out there, and it could, like, manifest itself.
Do you feel part of the glow sometimes comes from you because you're taking it? I mean, I don't want to say
listen,
you feel or about it.
Can I get another pizza pie?
That's not up to me, but I'm sure, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well...
I mean, right, I'll pay for it.
No. I mean, like, listen, I don't know.
Worry, man. I'll pay for it.
He said
I'm not worried.
Aaron said it's not up to him because, you know, he doesn't work. He doesn't make
pizzas.
I don't know how to use a brick oven.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'd make it for you right now. Of course I want you to have
another pizza. Put an order in. Yo, what's her name? Odetta. You could put an order in for another pizza.
We got you.
No.
I got you. Yeah, we got him.
Why is everyone passing the buck on a fucking
medium-sized
pizza?
No, we got it. It's fine.
Oh, this
because Jack is the boss.
Yeah, well, we don't... You know, Ricky, sometimes I don't want to just, like, say yes to things and not know. You know what I mean?
For Ricky,
yes.
we could do two pizzas for
yes.
Ricky.
Yes,
I think
yes.
Come on, we can do that. We can do that.
Captain Obvious's brother.
Damn, Ricky, like, what I don't know, man.
Way?
I got this. I got a feeling last time, but I feel like Ricky's really annoyed by me, and I want to fix it.
Why,
I
want
to take this time to fix it.
Yo, take a fucking Quaalude. You fucking...
All right, I will.
You talk, like, Go Speed Racer and, like...
Armando,
no,
why
kidding.
Do you look so tan?
Don't listen to me.
No. I'm listening. We listen to you. Shit. How do you feel about the fact that you're on one of the last episodes?
Listen.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Let me just smug, or whatever you call it, spiel. I have a new mixtape out.
Oh, yeah.
On SoundCloud called... It's an homage to 420. It just came out. Called Professor Pumpernickel and the Funky Munchies.
Great name. And you said it was like for four, like a 420 kind of thing?
Yeah. This is the sixth mixtape I've done with my teammates called We Are the Good Life.
Ah, yes.
Out of Brooklyn.
We know We Are the Good
Excellent
Life.
Excellent family.
Craig Weatherby and others.
Yes.
And
what's the SoundCloud?
Well said. What's the SoundCloud?
Yeah, what's...
You are
name?
Asking me that?
He might not know. I mean,
don't know anything. But
no,
I'm
I mean,
not,
in
how
not,
can we find it?
In other words, where can
right
we get
Google
now?
It. You Google it.
Real quick.
Even I know that.
Big time chef Justin Warner just popped his head in and said, yo, send Ricky Powell my regards.
Who?
You don't actually know him, but he knows of
you. Yeah, listen, a lot of people look up to you.
I
showing,
miss
just showing
him.
Love.
You know,
just showing love.
That's a privilege, dude.
I
try to be
right,
just kind of like the Uncle Sloppy, you know, just the sloppy dude who just... does his things and comes with some, you know, unimaginable visions or...
Yeah, but where do the visions come from?
Or Ricky? Just like things they heard. I made some chick last night go, what?
Well, what
in front of her boyfriend. I showed her a picture of my discreet Nubian dyke thug, my new one, on Instagram.
So you actually have muses, kind of, in a way, when you shoot, or you go, or
to different. They have different levels of musingness,
right? And so for, and now you have one that you said is a.
Yo, this one I'm on. Oh, so dope, so cool, so witty for a Bronx homegirl.
And you know, wit is super important, especially in
yo,
someone
with
who's going
me,
to inspire
just,
you.
Wow, yeah, it's inspiring.
If
and
you think they're sharp like a whip, so to speak.
The metaphysical funculations from wittiness from a good-looking...
It's a stimulation, almost.
Feels good. It feels good from where I am right now in my life. And that comes around something like this, rare... Oof, I'm in a good mood.
So I wanted to ask you something. We're gonna play
music.
She's
hot.
In a few minutes.
We're into the same things, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
And that's rare.
I was just gonna say, you're very lucky to have found
you know,
each other.
That way, I could still, you know, she goes her way. I go, you know, I live my life, and then you know, when we're feeling, you know, want to get buck nutty in the nude, we call each other or text each other, and then, you know, we have, you know. I'm the cool substitute gym teacher, and she's.
before the show, Ricky. Maybe I'm not allowed to say this. He showed me a flick that was really cool.
What was it?
It was a picture. I think he said that
Negris Productions.
He said it was a picture of him playing basketball at summer camp in like what year?
Oh yeah,
I don't
summer of '76.
Summer of '76,
oh,
my brother.
I was nice, dude. I don't want to pontificate. Too much.
He's got the Pistol Pete book with him, and I said I know who Pistol Pete is, but I don't know. I never read the book, obviously.
Dude,
so
I'm impressed you even acknowledged him. So
dude,
you're doing good.
Yeah, I'm not that. I'm not as
This guy's funny, dude.
Yeah,
I love it. Jokes for days.
Oh,
boom! Boom! Shaka laka laka. That was worth the train ride.
Absolutely.
Some like yo precise like metaphysical funculations
frequencies.
Oh, I gotta break that. You mind if I borrow that one? I need that one.
You can write it down.
It's very zenith.
Feel free to have it.
I wanted to ask you.
Very Count Chocula meets Carl Sagan. Meets Ray Bradbury.
I'll write it in my handwriting.
Oh, I love Bradbury.
Oh, shit. Okay, there we go.
I used to do prose, you know what I mean?
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's fascinating, riveting, compelling.
Why is that funny?
Enchanting.
He said yeah, and you said yeah right after.
That was enchanting.
What?
Relevant. Historically. Look at this chick, how she sips her fucking egg cream.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She has a little milk mustache now.
Ricky enjoying the
dude, I'm
scenery.
A sex... No.
Just say it, man.
Do you have sex every day?
Type. I'm a sex addict.
You're a sex addict?
I'm a Scorpio.
Well,
from the village.
But it's interesting that...
from the village. The West Village.
Well, I'm glad that,
I always
you're,
see
that
you
come right
there,
out
so
and
that
say
sense.
That.
Shh, don't go telling people that.
I mean, everybody knows.
Everyone knows where you're at.
Shut up, dude.
Not everyone.
Listen.
Maybe not the square.
What else is interesting I'm doing?
Well,
I told you another thing.
Yeah, the Fox 5 News.
Yeah, that was cool.
What was the deal with that?
Well, we wanted to find the video, but I...
Oh, yeah, all right, forget it then.
No, we'll find
whatever,
it.
Whatever, I'm not like it's the movie Ben-Hur or nothing.
Well, maybe it is. Oh, besides, we're going to go to music in a minute.
All right. Yo, you got any average white band? Cut the cake? Professor?
Maybe.
Yo, see, I love that. Oh, you got something related?
Yeah. I'm glad
I know Steve Ferroni, the black drummer in the white average band.
Give us a call. 718-497-2128. Gunwash. Oh.
They got me track. Here I come, baby. I ain't gonna bite you. I just want you to hang on.
Won't you come away? Don't worry, baby, everything's okay.
You can run the game if you don't know my name.
I'll take you where you've never been before. There's something for you
Sheraton, Summer Pudding. Just right for summer as berries come into season, this English dessert is made with ripe red raspberries, red currants, blueberries, and blackberries. All favorites for this cool and moist dessert with the sparkle of liquid garnets. Although the word pudding suggests either a hot and steamy dish in the English vein or a creamy dessert favored by children, in this case, it refers to a beautifully cool, fresh press of lightly crushed and sugared berries encased in white bread that turns lusciously crimson as fruit juices seep through. But it is a pudding in form, which accounts for its name, as it is turned out of a bowl, a souffle dish, or a Charlotte mold to be spooned into individual dishes and topped with a swirl of whipped cream, creme fraiche, clotted cream, or even yogurt if you like. The cool enchantment is generally offered in English restaurants and homes in midsummer. These days, however, it can be had year-round if frozen or imported berries.
Thank you. This is Pishachi. I'm here at Gunwash. Stay tuned.
I won't desert you when the tables have turned.
Hi, this is Carly from Slatever, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Brit is the villain, and you're just a hostage. So whenever I'm stepping over your head like an ostrich, groupies been waiting for this, suckers been hating for this. You know why? Because so many of y'all are relating to this. Jealous is how they're feeling intentionally, but then start to love it because I made it eventually. Pumping the music, I keep the music like pumping, because Brit ain't in it for nothing. I keep the average crowd jumping. Yo, you know the color, the villains in black. Always down to make noise and attack, so you better get back unless you want to come with it and make your face like a target and close your eyes when I hit it. You're screaming with fear, but it's with fear that you're screaming. You're waking up in a sweat because Ren is giving back dreams. And I'm not scheming, I'm just telling the facts. That's how it is when a WA starts to jack. So brothers, they want to scrap with me. That's wheezing and sneezing won't last a lap with me. Especially begging to write some lyrics with me. I just snatch your girl to take a nap with me. Because when it comes to Ren, there's no comparison. And if you try to be me, it's quite embarrassing. But I understand because you're mentally slow. Because I can tell from the jump you're too nervous.
Yeah, I can tell you're too nervous. I like this level. Thank you, Herbert Spliffington.
Herbert,
and how lucky we are to have you here.
Just Spliffington. I dropped the Herbert.
Dusted off.
Really?
Herbert.
You're right. I forgot about that. No, that's my mistake.
Yeah, but it's throwback season. So.
It is throwback season,
hey,
but I don't
Ricky,
think he likes
can
Herbert.
You put on your headphones?
Yo, yeah. Dude, don't get stupid.
You know what? I got rid of it because my...
Yeah, why did you get rid of it?
You know why I got rid of it?
Yeah, tell
why?
Because I had two Facebook accounts.
Yo.
Okay.
And then, you know, when I became single again,
oh,
you jump on the Tinder.
Oh, right.
And oh, I used Spliffington as the Tinder Facebook.
Dip.
Yeah.
And, like, my name can't be Herbert.
It's not
going to say Herbert.
Herbert's not a good Tinder name, dude.
No, I got one for you.
No.
Yeah, I'd come up
you.
With another name if that
What's
was
What's a good
name?
Tinder name, Ricky?
I got him.
Jeremy's popping.
Norwegian.
Wood?
DJ Stud.
Norwegian DJ Stud. What's your you don't use Tinder, right? You're not into that thing?
Whoa, God.
I'm just asking. Maybe you do,
Yo,
maybe you don't.
I just use Instagram, Facebook. Other shit is just way too much.
Why do
Twittering is so fucking weak.
Can I ask you can
so
I ask you,
stupid.
Why do you think Twitter's weak? And I don't use Twitter,
Yo,
so I'm
you
wondering.
Means, you know, that shit is stupid. Hearing all this input from this anyone, it's
right.
Like, it's so many idiot that you don't I personally don't need the negative fucking stupid shit like in my head hearing their shit.
I'm with you.
That's ridiculous.
But
I'm more of a visual dude.
Yeah, absolutely. So Instagram is like you
but,
can use it for what you do.
Yeah,
and,
you know, I could put my little quippy captions that makes it
quirky, half, quippy.
You know, it's half the equation for me. When I put an image out with my words, you know, it's, to me it's a new form of like
it's a new thing.
You know what I'm saying? You know, yo, you get it.
Yeah, it's like
this dude.
Yeah, it's like
this guy.
It's a new thing. It's like it's yo, not just a photo anymore. Instagramming is the thing you do.
Yo, I invented it.
That's basically kind of true.
Being, yeah, it is.
No,
you did
my style specifically.
Okay. But you think that's
all
style?
Kinds,
yeah, but
all
how many
kinds
photos, Ricky?
Posts.
How many photos you see on Instagram that just look like they're jacking your style?
Yeah, or that you know, like.
Listen, you put your shit out there, it's gonna get fucking. Forget it.
Body slam.
That's it. My, you know how many pictures of my classic ones get posted by dudes who call themselves like the institution of hip hop or like depression? And they put my image and they don't put my credit. I'm like,
they don't know.
Jerk off. Don't fucking. Anoint yourself and masquerade like you're the fucking you're a jerk off.
Do you want into besides,
give a credit if you think if you're calling yourself this and that
right? And if you don't know,
if you notice my Instagram when I post up old classic photos, I always give props to the photographer.
Right,
check my shit.
That's true.
And if you want to check his shit, by the way, it's at the Lazy Hustler.
Jerk off, just the.
Excuse me.
Sorry, am I getting you in trouble with
no,
FBI or whatever you call it?
Say whatever you want.
Yeah, you can
on
actually
here.
Say whatever you want on this.
Really?
Yeah, we already gave the. Disclaimer, man.
Suck my mofo.
Exactly.
Bitch, get over here,
if you
plump and juicy fucking.
Let's invite her in. Why not?
Yeah, show
Do
me
you
that,
want to invite them in?
Show me that chubby.
Who you want to invite in?
Love Newton.
The ladies right in front. The ladies
Eating?
Right in front. I think if we could, if you really want them, we could probably ask
them. We could probably get them in.
Give them the signal.
Give
no, we don't need a signal. We'll just go ask them to come in.
Like, Mondo can make that happen.
Nah, I don't do that.
Dude. Nah, one time Mondo brought in a wizard one time.
Yeah, only
we asked him to bring back a wizard, and he brought back a wizard.
You're a sick fuck. I love it. You know what this reminds you of? When I used to co-host the Across 110th Street radio show on WKCR.
You used to co-host
that show?
Between 96 and 2000.
Shut up. That was great.
Yeah, it was fun, dude. I went through two different, like, head dudes, the DJ / studio manager. So I went Danny Rutter in the beginning, who invited me up, but I'd call in on Saturday afternoons between 1 and 4 because he was slaying it.
And playing what?
In early, just like, you know, Barry fucking, Idris Muhammad, just like Barry Harris, just you know, this dude. And I went up there and he invited me up every week. And then Brian Lynn took over. And then, you know, I went up there. Actually, in the 4 years I did it, I kind of got banned for life twice from the university. They're like, who is this fucking guy?
Yeah, but that's cool, man.
I think you get it.
Yeah.
Yo, you just scored mad brownie points with me. You get it.
Oh, well, thank you. I need to score points with you.
One time was I getting high in the handicap bathroom. I opened the door and this guy was walking by with his class and was not impressed with what came out.
Yeah, but you seem to...
Sounds like he was like in a radio show for like 4 years.
Amongst these things that happen, you seem to sort of still maintain your image and, of course, your involvement in the music.
My image.
Well, your image is a very...
I wonder what it is according to different people. I'd like to know.
Well, maybe some people can call in and tell us.
My shit isn't scripted. And I'm not expecting an effervescent, meticulous, if that's a word.
Meticulous?
No. Meticulous... Make me, you know, look. Oh, you're great. Look, yeah. No, I got hate. Actually, this dude, Dave Sussman, he posted this picture on his Instagram, giving me props for being on 10 o'clock news. So he goes, haters, homeboy throwing the towel, throwing your da 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 da. So anyway, I said, thank you, blah, blah, blah. I wrote it back. And then I wrote # thank you, Dave, blah, blah, blah. And I put as a # even the haters want to love me.
Do you, so you think...
So the hashtag... All right, am I right?
Genius.
Did I get a pound
genius
on that one?
Genius.
Dude.
So you've adopted the hashtag thing. Like, that's not even...
That was a one time only. It was very... I had to pull that one out.
But you get the hashtag as like sort of like... I don't know. Maybe I'm not so good at it.
You're a jerk off.
I know.
Up.
I'm working on it every day. I'm working on it
Get out, get over there, and tell these two girls to come back here. And
I don't even have to do that. We could send
party naked.
Party naked, baby.
Yo,
we could just say,
you know what
hey,
I'm saying?
Come on in. Do you think they would come in here if we asked them?
I don't know,
Ricky.
No.
But let
They're
me ask you:
shy.
If they came in, what would you do? Would you really be able to socialize?
No, come on, she's a hag. I can't be seen with her in public.
Stop. Whoa. What if Jack just went to get her?
Nah,
not you.
Yeah, I heard him.
Oh, what happened?
I mean, we'll do it.
No, Ryan? He doesn't. Nah, he's no.
She's
no,
talking to you.
She's asking if she should go get these women to come in here.
Oh no, they're hags.
Stop.
I have a reputation to uphold. As
we'll get you one.
The
don't worry about it.
The cool substitute gym teacher.
So, I did have one question for you, but you may not want to answer.
How about the dirty doorman? You
the
like
dirty
that
doorman?
One? Some chicks dig that one.
Oh, I see. I see. You're fast with the slang.
I got a few. I'm nothing compared to my boy Chris Arlo, the old Duke of 8th Street, who I grew up with. He was witty, snap, oof.
So
I'm nothing compared to some of my friends who aren't known, like...
Nah, but you've got a
certain...
Seriously,
I got dudes from the neighborhood who are just ridiculously...
Yeah, but Mondo, did I tell
witty,
you, like...
Very witty. I bite their shit. They're the ones that made me look... I'm admitting it to the world now.
Oh, wow.
When I say Ricky
who's
is like...
Gay
when I say
oh, shit! DJ Gravy!
Oh, Gravy.
I like him.
Here comes Dave. The Gravenator. We love Gravy.
Wow, look
visit
at that.
But you know when I say Ricky's fast, I mean like remember last time when he came to Gunwash and like we saw him outside the restaurant.
We have clips from
and
it.
someone was like, "Hey, can I get a cigarette?" And Ricky was like, "How about a toothpick?"
Oh,
and he's
no
just very fast, very like interesting.
No, those guys were jerk offs.
Oh, so you remember? Okay, great.
Jerk offs. Yo, they're lucky I didn't unleash a barrage of like fucking
some kung fu.
Kung fu.
You know, let him know. Like,
linguist.
Excuse me, dude. Let me, like, assess you to the reality of this situation. First of all, you're a jerk off from I don't know where.
Yeah.
Second of all, you're corny.
Right.
Straight up. So, you know, relax, have a knish, and, like, don't even try to floss on me. You're on the wrong layup line, bitch.
Yes.
I will fucking...
I was actually scared.
As a Scorpio, I could get vicious.
Word. Me too. I'd rather... I'm a Scorpio too.
You are?
Yeah, my birthday's October 28th.
You know how we get ill. You know how we get down. It's not pretty sometimes, but...
It's not pretty.
Listen, I'm down to be cool with everybody and embrace them. But
me
once,
too.
Once someone gets stupid, like, stank on me, I'm like, oh, it's like that.
What do you think? Like, if someone just says...
It happens to me. Can you believe it? A lot of people know me as, like, cheerful, funky, but then, you know, there's another side to me, fuck. I see this.
I don't want
to
see the other
side. Pretty Ricky gets ugly.
Look, I got a blade right here.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
I don't want to fuck with you.
Woo! Yo, would you give someone like a
knife
cut on their
I'm
ready if someone's gonna catch the ire of my fucking angst.
And like,
would you assault?
Yo, Ricky, hold on. Turn on your radio.
You
let's see what's on. Put the radio on the
good
mic.
Call, good call. Good call.
I want to see that.
I know.
Ah, WBGL, coming at you.
I know. Don't talk over it, idiot.
I'm just practicing.
All right. Yeah, they play some standard stuff, but they had a really great show on. I love listening to Jazz 88. I love to give some props, radio props, to Bob Porter. He's an old school dude on BGO. He does these profiles of, like, they're so sick the way he does it with his voice and his...
Can you try it?
What?
Can you mimic his voice?
What are you, an idiot?
A little
bit. Listen, you know who I talk to? The dudes from WFAN Sports Talk Radio.
Oh, love it.
Steve Summers and Tony Page. Tony Page loves me.
Well, you're very...
You call in all the time?
Well, you know a lot about sports.
The night owl hours, like 3 or 4 in the morning. He's cool.
But you're as far as your knowledge of New York sports, it's exemplary.
Yeah, my shit, my relevance is to him. Well, one thing is playing, you know, regular tackle football in parks like Central Park and da-da-da-da-da-da. When they were talking about the concussion thing, I said, yeah, we used to play different neighborhoods, meet them at St. Sheet Meadow and play them. We had no, you know.
But did you ever get
concussed? We never got hurt.
You never got concussed?
It's just weird. Anyway, I'm down with him. I'm down with Brian Delp of BGO.
Love it.
I'm a big radio guy, as you can tell from my transistor boombox.
So I wanted to ask, is that the same one you've always had? Or you switch it up?
What? Yo, sample this. Hurry up.
He said hurry.
Yeah, baby. Yo, baby. This is for all the fine young ladies. The fine old young ladies.
These ones right here.
This is for my discreet lady freak philanthropist on the Upper West Side, Clitonia.
Keep talking. Tell me more.
# she had a fat pussy. Yo, hit it up on Instagram. It's ridiculous.
What is it, Clitonia?
Yeah, you know her?
Nah.
Oh. That's her. And then I have an accompanying # with that. Mount Harry Lodge.
Mount
Harry. It's up in the Poconos, supposedly.
Yes, you're right.
But it's a dope #, though. You know, a lot of people compliment me on my # If I may subtly pontificate.
Please.
Because, I got 8 hustles as the lazy hustler, believe it or not.
Can you name all 8? Is that secret, or can you name all 8 right now over the jazz music?
How dope is it this song is on my transistor radio right now?
So do you buy the same one? Let's say that one broke. Would you buy another one?
I got a guy.
You got a guy?
The same one? Same model?
What are you, a cop?
He's got a supplier.
Kinda.
He's got a supplier.
Yeah, I like this type. Do you mind?
No. All right. We like it. We want to know.
I'm saying, what if it was your birthday and I want to get you one? And okay.
I'll be around.
Yeah, we get you a gold.
Yeah, get this.
Would it be a gold one? Would it be a black one?
No,
what if
Sony.
I got you a black one, you wouldn't like it.
I got this cassette player that just fucking makes Puerto Rican chicks just start breaking all over the place when I bring it out.
Why is that? Because it's
It's # It's called Jungle Boogie.
All right. Wow. I love this, though. We could just maybe do this for the rest
I know,
of the
it's
show.
Fucking sick.
This
no, leave
fun,
this
dude.
Shit in. Yeah. It's a god. It's a gift from the gods.
How many batteries does that take?
Well, we're on, like, Heritage Radio, but we're playing WBGO.
This is my favorite. This is great.
Nah, yeah. I don't want to hear anything else with this music.
All right.
It's God-given. All right. The jazz gods. This sounds like some Frank Foster. So, what else?
You said you saw, what's his name? You went to a show. You were excited. You went to a show.
Yo, I want to give a shout out to actor Bobby Cannavale.
What up, Bobby?
Yo, it's my home corn.
Home corn.
I ran to him the other day in Washington Square Park on Mom's Day, hanging with his wifey and their little baby. And he's so ill as an actor and so, you know, out
what's
there.
What's he in?
So
I don't know the name. What's he
he's
in?
He's in Vinyl, that latest.
Oh, okay, yeah. Everyone's tacking him. They can't
watch
that show.
I don't have cable. I caught the first two episodes on a business trip.
No, but you can watch it on the computer, man.
All right, well, listen. He's so dope, but, yo, on the street, he's like Joe Schnook from the neighborhood. He's
well,
so dope. I love him.
It's better to be like that than over the top.
That's the point of me
it's
saying
like
it.
Dude,
what do
like,
you think? You're clever?
Nope, I don't think I'm clever
that's
at all.
That's the point.
I think I'm clever.
I know that. You're a legend in your own apartment.
I mean, it happens. In the bathroom,
wow.
I'm a genie.
So it's interesting because I guess, well, this is
yo,
wonderful. This music
I like
is chump.
I like plump chicks like this
yeah,
one.
So
chubby
we can get
ones.
Her. Listen, if you don't
listen,
have to hide what you like,
I
we
know
can get them.
I'm not exactly Paul Newman, but, you
hey,
know.
Listen, we think you're good looking. If you want them,
really?
You're
pretty easy on the eyes.
I was at a party last night. I did have a lot of young ladies, like, kicking it to me, if
they
I may.
Well, you give off a certain, how do you say?
Dirty, funky uncle. Actually, I have a discreet thing with a young girl of color. We have a beautiful, symbiotic, discreet relationship. It's rare and special in my lifetime.
It does sound rare and special.
It's redonkulous.
You know, it's great to hear you talk over this radio. I like this more than almost anything.
This apropos.
Yeah. I think
I
it's
love
really...
It. It's apropos, dude. It's perfect. I'm lucky. They could have been playing a wax song, but this is actually great background music.
It's going on and on.
It's actually how I base my mixtapes, most of them. I want to make a slot of music for like an opening, a gallery opening or an event where the nice, interesting, cerebral guests can meet and conversate with intelligent jazz in the background rather than that kind of like... lends to the energy of good conversation and... You know, metaphysical funculations, you know.
So, what
the
do you
hashtag,
think?
The song that you're playing is
wait,
called...
Dude,
the song that you're playing is called Strolling In by Lou Donaldson.
Shut up. Lou Donaldson is my motherfucking... Ask anybody. Where's my Sharpie?
I don't
remember
know.
That.
Hey, but can I ask you a question? What do you think about Ethan Hawke playing Chet Baker?
Yo, don't get Puerto Rican on
I'm
me.
Just
where's
asking.
My bag?
I don't know, but I have a pen right here.
And...
Hold up. You know Lou Donaldson is my... That's my pseudo grandfather, right?
That's your yellow crayon.
That's it, yeah. A big fan. And I got to stand in front of Dr. Lonnie Smith when he played at Brooklyn Bowl recently, which was like, he's a fucking living fucking.
Would you drink his spit
legend.
Jar?
What?
Would you drink the spit jar from the trombone?
You're a homo.
Pause.
Get away from me. You
what
know
do you
that?
Think about like
That's
Wynton?
Pause.
What do you think about Wynton?
Gay
like,
wigger.
The fact that Wynton
Wait,
Marsalis is in the.
Lou Donaldson.
Strolling In.
All right, you just scored mad brownie points. Right. Strolling In. Go ahead. What?
You forget the last
I was
going to
ask about what you thought about Wynn and like how he's playing now, how he's leading
the
band.
He's all right. He's a little overrated. Thank
all right,
you.
If you say so.
He's a little, you know, listen, I'm not hating on him, but it's like, you know.
Lou Donaldson.
He is a little old. He's like today, you know,
there's
like, there's this white dude who plays trumpet. He's the most corniest dude in the world, and he gets a lot of like play also. What's his name? Chris Otter or Chris...
Yeah.
Yo, he's disgusting,
What's his
dude.
Name, though?
He makes Kenny G look like Ice Cube. Like.
Kenny G has actual traps. You ever seen that battle Kenny G had with...
With who? Yanni?
Yanni. Nah, he busted it out against some other guy who could actually fucking...
What did he bust what out on?
I didn't say he's the man. I just said that, like... He's got traps.
Let's get that clear
he
right now.
And he doesn't, and he plays up to that whole thing that Kenny G does. That's his thing. So
he battled somebody on
money.
A guitar.
No, they fucking play guitar. Or the plays, fucking alto.
He
sax.
Plays oboe,
the clarinet.
Oh Kenny, God!
You should do a Christmas album with Kenny G, Ricky.
The electric clarinet.
Well, shit, Spliffsback. Let's play some other music, too.
Jerk off.
Maybe,
I love you.
Maybe, well, listen, maybe if you love me, we can play some other music and you'll see what you think
when
about
it. When are you throwing me out?
Not yet. But I wanted to ask you something weird, but I don't know if you want me to ask.
Go ahead.
Ask you for this. Yeah, do
well,
it.
We're gonna. I'm gonna ask you the question, and maybe you think about it, and then we talk about it after the break.
Order me a gypsy cab.
Okay, for sure.
I want a hot Spanish chick driver.
So you go. So you went camping. You go camping with the Good Life.
Yeah, I was. I was the fucking.
I wanted to ask you about that, man. I wanted to ask you how you felt about it, or how you felt
love
about
that.
Camping. You like it a lot, right?
For a whole week, I was the whole time.
But you went twice, right?
Yeah, I love it. I'm actually, the city kid who loves getting to the Catskills. And I went to camp throughout the 70s. I actually went from 69 to 79. The last three summers being like kitchen staff. But yeah, I love it, dude. The Good Life, dude. Oh, my God, dude. They really great, great cerebral cipher of people.
Yes.
Very good positive vibes and... They do a regular thing of Domino's every Tuesday night at Sweet Chick on Ludlow Street.
The Good Life Dinners.
Yeah, it's really dope. We actually celebrate. We did a Ricky Powell, mac and cheese, Knish, deluxe, some shit.
Sounds
good. It was off.
That's your diet? Like, you eat, like, a lot of mac and cheese?
Unfortunately, yeah. I'm a sucker. And pizza.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with pizza, like good pizza.
Pizza's the same as mac and cheese. It's bread and cheese.
What are you, an expert on life?
No, I mean, kind
of. He is kind of an expert on life a little bit.
Yeah.
He knows more than me. Okay, listen, so let's go to music.
What's
for
your
a few
favorite slice of pizza? Ricky, what's your favorite slice of pizza in New York?
Right now, Roberta's.
Oh. No, but not right now. How about in history?
Joe's Pizza.
Yeah.
Because they give me credit. They deliver to me and they give me credit. Because they know I'm getting zooted in the nude.
All right, listen, we're on Gunwatch with Ricky Powell, the funky uncle. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Who
we'll be
dipping up music. Like that?
And we'll be back with Mondo, and we'll be talking about lots of more stuff.
Ayo.
As Ricky knows the way to get a drink. 718-497-2128. Call in and join in the fun. Questions for Ricky and the Gunwatch staff.
Feeling kind of sporty. Went to the bar, caught me a 40. Got kind of high and kind of drunk, so I kicked the ass of this little punk. Forgot my key, had to ring my bell. My mama came down, she said, who the hell? Wait, mama, wait, it's me, your little son. Before I knew it, my mom pulled the gun. I know who y'all are, but who the hell is that? I turned around mad and this bitch was fat. I really don't know what she got into the car. I must have picked her up when I left the bar. You know, homie, homie, man, I wanted to chill. But you know her mother's are. She wanted to ill. So I said, hey, baby, is you on the pill? Cause tonight I wanna be your lover. Just one thing, I forgot to buy rubber. Wait a little while, then we snuck upstairs. Step by step with a hint of fear. We got into my room, bitch started to scream. Mama busted in, what a fucked up scene. Shirt ripped off, drove down on my knees. Wait, mama, wait, wait, please. Put back your gun, put down your broom. My mind fucked up the room. The bitch jumped up with no respect. I had to put the big, big bitch in check. They said, you come out a little closer and you will get shot. Sober anywhere, don't need no cock. Oh, yeah. The wild Saturday nights, man. You know what I mean? They wild as shit, man. They wild, man, you know? Yeah, man, let me tell you about another Saturday night experience I had. It was Saturday night and I was feeling kind of funny. Gold around my neck, pockets full of money. Went to the corner, man, who did I see? But the super bad bitch looking back at me. I said, fly away, and then you got a big butt. Bitch turned around, she said, what's what? I said, my name is Cooley, baby, I'm with the shores. Before I knew it, up come my boys. Noisy as hell and drunk as shit. Say, yo, Cooley, school, what time is it? Looked a little closer and I knew it was a gag. What I thought was a girl was nothing but a fag. Oh, man, you know what I mean? You know what I mean, Eminem, man? It's wild Saturday nights, man. You know, I got something else to say, man. I got something to say, man, that everybody is like this. Everybody rapping, but they don't know how. Should've seen the boy rapping to the cow. He rapped so hard that the nigga saw smoke. He lifted up the sheba and they both took a tote. The cow got high and the boy got by. Don't come in my face and ask me why. Cheeba cheeba, y'all. Yeah, it's that cheeba cheeba making me feel like that. Cheeba cheeba, y'all.
Mm-hmm. tell you, deep sincerity wasn't long ago. I had a vision, deep sincerity inside my mind, yeah, deep sincerity.
Hey, oh, we got a caller?
Music.
I'm listening to
I'm just letting you know because I don't like to waste.
Did you guys call me from a fake number?
No, we didn't call you.
To try to get me to talk to you?
Possibly.
No, I mean, I didn't do that. Why? What happened?
All right, well then, good. Have a good night.
Well, Max.
What happened?
Jack, did you call him or something?
Jeez.
Jack, did you call him or something?
No, I didn't call him.
There's this jerk named Ace.
Yo, this is Fab Five Freddy, and I am listening to the Heritage Radio Network. That means you are listening to the Heritage Radio Network, and they get busy, and it tastes good up in here.
He just took his headphones off.
Yo, what's
happy birthday to Max, by the
happy
way.
Happy birthday, Max.
I hope he didn't. I wanted him to stop
birthday
by.
Music. Yo,
he sounds
Powell,
drunk.
Yeah?
Can you, I hope
say,
he's all right.
Can you say happy birthday, Max Bode?
To who?
Can you say happy birthday, Max Bode?
Max Bode.
Bode?
Yeah, yeah, say Bode. It. It'll be great. We would love it.
Hi, happy birthday to Max Mode.
Yeah. Max Mode coming. I think it's time for Mondo, so let's...
That's end of the
Stevie
show?
Stevie Wonder?
No,
we're not.
Wait, we didn't talk about my book.
No, we're going to talk about it right
we're
now.
Not, why are we playing Stevie Wonder right now? I do like this right now. Happy birthday. No, believe me, I could do it. I tell you, if I'm being serious, I can really sing, Ricky. I promise. You want me to sing it?
I'm good.
No, let's do it. Come on, let me sing. Come on, please. Happy birthday. All right. No, come on. That doesn't make no sense.
That was painful.
Yeah.
Boy, Mama Mondo. Getting around. Mondo. Off your mouth. Oh, yeah.
What's good, Mondo?
Ricky, what's good, Jack?
Sorry.
Ricky, what do you think about that song?
It's all right.
It's all right, right? You ever seen those ads?
No.
Happy birthday.
No.
I don't think they ever had them on a transistor radio before.
I'm not interested. Next up, next question.
What's up with this book?
Okay, thank you.
What's the title of it?
It's called The Individualist. Thank you for asking.
I mean, I wish I had a copy, but it's not out yet.
Dude, you're such a jerk off. I swear. It's not even...
No, it's not.
It's coming out this summer in August.
I mean, okay. Now
stop.
I know.
Enough questions.
Put me onto it. Tell me about it.
Relax. Have a fucking nectarine.
I mean, I just choked on mine earlier.
Just relax. That's all I'm going to say on the book. It's obviously... too hot a potato for anyone to handle.
How many pages is it?
I think...
140.
Okay. Is it hardcover, softcover? What up?
No, relax, dude. Oh my god.
I mean, maybe we want.
It's being laid out right now.
Okay.
By Tono. Tono, if you hear this, you better be fucking scanning, grinding.
Have him call in right now.
Nah, he's whooped.
He's trying to make him work. He
he's whooped. I don't want to go into explanations.
But you mentioned that this was a special book because this one's just about you.
Yeah, instead of like...
Well, really?
My dude was laying it out.
After,
it.
You know, I mean, I'm going to have a copy of this book, Ricky.
Oh, my God. Stop fucking bum-rushing
me. Okay.
So, wanted to put a book out initially of no... before seeing photos, but... he's gonna sprinkle a few in that have relevance. Because the shit I gave him that's never been scanned or seen for, he's been laying it out. He said, you know, it should be about you, because I'm in some of the pictures. And so I'm gonna kind of make it an autobiography. Just, you know, talk, you know, weird Ricky Powell-isms. That's it. Make something unpredictable. Make some dope shit's never been seen. You know, inspire with on a humorous tip. That's it.
I hope it's a heavy book.
Dude, thank you. What else? All right, I gotta go, dude.
Really?
Is there music playing?
I mean, no. You had your transistor radio right there. Why you took off your headphones?
Yeah, well, we were gonna put the music on again. There you go. Yeah.
I saw you.
The name of the tune is Isfahan.
No.
I saw you.
You got something there?
I got something really quick for you. The other day, I saw you.
Background?
Play something, Jet Spliff, please.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, Dead Air is
play
like,
some Hubert Laws.
We love Dead Air.
Yeah, there's a lot of Dead Air going on.
There's nothing
here,
wrong.
But
there's
it.
Nothing wrong with Dead Air. Dead Air is actually, you know, can be very comfortable.
What are you, a poofster?
No, I'm just saying. If you get into it, you know, it can be a little bit relaxing. You know,
heard yourself breathe?
So to speak.
There's no air in here.
Earlier, I heard you chew chewing, and it sounded pretty chill.
Oh, really? Sorry.
It sounded pretty chill.
Well, that's why we don't do the pizza during
that's
the...
That's rude. I wish you would have told me.
Well, I mean, we want you to have pizza.
I say the best jokes for last.
Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. All
right. So listen, man. All right. I'm going to boogie because, you know, it's been fun.
Can you have... Can, all right, so do this before you boogie.
That's cool.
Do this before you boogie. Have like a few Ricky Powell. Do a drop or two or three or eight, right? And be like, hey, this is Ricky Powell.
Without sounding corny?
Who cares?
What's corny, though?
You know you're not corny.
You know you're not corny.
Yeah, we need a Ricky Powell drop for Gun Wash. Right. Yeah.
Do it for Hurry Home, at least.
I'm open-minded.
We know. Yeah.
Silence. It was dead air.
No, that's good. We like that.
Yeah, we like
it. We need a drop for Gunwash because, you know, we got our final few episodes.
That song.
Fuck that. Give us a drop.
It's like Chinese hip hop.
Chinese hip hop.
We're Bangladesh.
Bangladeshi.
CD 101 Light Jazz.
You're being kidnapped by the Light FM. Sorry. I'm sorry, Rick.
It's all right.
Can we get a drop before you leave?
All right. Let me do a drop. What do you want me to say? What would you like me to say
for
you?
I'd be honored. You know, anything you want to say, and then you're listening to
Gunwash. This is fucking Gunwash. Drop dead, asshole.
No, we like if you say who you are. All right,
that's a warm-up. Jerk off. What is it? This is Ricky Powell. Made in Brooklyn. Chilling hard at the Gunwash show. Yo, call me a gypsy cab.
Very nice.
Very nice. Hey. Do something simple.
Hey, caller. Hey, brother. Hey, man.
What are you, a jerk off? I'm sorry. I mean, hi. How are you?
Hey, I'm 40 years old today. I'm on the Staten Island Ferry, headed back to Manhattan.
You are a jerk off.
No, come on. He's not a jerk off. That's not nice.
Shout out to my Gunwash people. I love you.
Yeah, we love you. And we love you.
I'm sorry, Duke.
And we love you.
That was mean spirited. I'm just kidding.
Ricky loves you too.
Nah, that was my fucking whose humor? I was emulating somebody.
Lenny Bruce?
Yeah, something like that. Thank you.
Hey, caller.
Paul, who's the guy? Richard Pryor's writer.
Hey,
Paul
happy
Muni.
Birthday,
Paul
asshole.
Paul Mooney.
Hey, guys. I
talk
can't
to
hear
me.
Anything. It's very windy. That's your. But Rowdy, I hear you. Ricky Powell, thank you for the love.
Oh, shit.
Jack,
what?
Vedetta.
Cool.
Jeremy. Armando.
Wow.
The intern. Goodbye. Uh-huh. I love you.
Yeah, you paid.
40 years old.
He's not really 40.
It sounded like he's about to jump off that cruise.
Maybe
he
is.
On.
He's
sounded
not
like
really
he, like
40.
He was reading a cue card.
Nah, well. That's we send him out. Well, listen, this has been...
Excellent,
dude,
this
Ricky.
Has been like unbelievable, like extraterrestrial fucking zodiac frequencies of the ultra twilight zone next to the ill hippie neighborhood uptown from where my discreet older Nubian lady freak philanthropist lives on 150th and Riverside Drive.
Oh, wow.
Your dialogue, I'm enthralled with it. What can I say?
I love this kid. That's very flattering.
No, I was like,
by what you were enthralled with? Vocabulary? Yeah,
I said dialogue, but I don't know if that's the best word.
Dialogue.
I think, no, what would be a good word
well,
for that?
Well, you know.
Your wordplay.
I will say, hey, I'm
steisty.
I'm dumbfounded by that.
Well, listen.
Thank you.
There's a radio guy that you said that I remind you of. What's his name again?
No, Public Access. Right. Big difference, dude. If you don't know what you're talking about, how am I supposed to know?
Well, I'm trying my best, you know, my brother. I'm trying my best.
We'll get there together.
I hope so.
Just the two of us, if we make it work. Wait, what's that lyric?
Just the two of us.
We can make it if we try.
I heard that
you
song.
You and
in,
I.
Yo, how I heard that song at an abortion clinic.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really awesome.
Ricky, what's next? What's next, Ricky?
For what? In life?
For you, in life.
Who asked me that? Jack?
Jack, yeah. I'm
oh, cool. I like
Jack.
Jack
the gangster.
That was a good joke.
Jack,
right?
First of all, listen. Jack, props to you on this thing you've had, this radio show, since 2009. I applaud your... longevity, perseverance, passion for the.
No one else.
Thank you. You know, appreciate that, man.
Dudes like you only come around once, in, you know.
Every 80 years.
And every
He's like a cicada.
Yo. What? Is that like a Cossack?
No, it's like a bug that only comes out of the ground like once every 20 years or something like that.
Oh, okay. You wanted to floss at this point of the show with your...
Yeah, man. I'm a biologist. What you know about it? Zoologist.
Yeah, I'm a kinesiologist. What do you want to do?
I want to eat a knish. How about that?
Okay, I'll meet you at...
Kozar's.
Schimmel's or Katz's?
I would say Schimmel's is good for a knish, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's headquarters for me. Yeah, for they sure. know me there. They love me.
I bet they do.
You get mad free stuff?
What's your favorite knish?
Once in a while, they'll throw me a black cherry Dr. Brown soda.
Yeah.
Or a cream soda.
What about the celery flavored soda?
Oh my God, I've never tried that in my whole life. I've been afraid. That's funny.
No, you should try it. My dad always drank that.
What is that like? Is that like sauerkraut soda?
Yeah, it tastes like celery.
It tastes like celery and carbonated.
Tastes like celery.
Dude, that's disgusting. I'd rather lick the sidewalk.
No, come on, man.
Wow. Oh, all right,
yeah,
yo.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the fucking whatever, but I don't know what else to say.
All right, well, listen, it's been wonderful.
It's the end of the show anyway.
I don't want my mystique to dilute, you know what I mean?
Not diluting.
Ricky, how about this? Is that book that you're doing with your boy
God, this guy
done already? Man. Hold on. That book.
What do you think? You're a book editor now?
Well, check this out.
Maybe he is.
I have... Yo, because check this out. I am a book editor. And on top of that, I have like four pictures
on top of that...
Hold on.
I'm a master.
Yo, how are you going to try to bullshit a bullshitter right now? Hold on. Let me tell you something.
Oh, my God.
I got like five pictures of you from like a long time ago.
Oh, no.
Maybe I should show it to your boy.
Scary. Nah. All right. Depends. Yeah. I was kind of.
What about the one from the other day? I took a picture of you from the other day.
I was kind of heavy 10 years.
I took a picture from you the other day, and I wanted.
Dude, what do you want? A cookie?
Well, no, maybe a knish.
Well, we can look forward to The Individualist,
dude,
a book about Ricky Powell coming out. And yeah. Ricky, thank you so much.
On 1X Run.
Run X Run?
Yeah, at 1X Run, the number on Instagram.
I see.
Yeah, they're like powerful people. And,
okay. That's the publisher?
And the art world, yeah. Cool dudes out of Detroit.
1X Run. And you can also find Ricky at The Lazy Hustler on Instagram. He's always there.
Yo, it's an honor to have you, man.
It's been an honor to have you.
Wow. It really is.
Yo, #mutual respect.
Yeah, word. Okay, good. I hope you're And we'll be back next week. Ricky, thank you. And listen, Spliff, take it away whenever you feel ready. And thank you all for listening. And I'll see you coming up soon.
I'm still my man, Armando. Big shout out to Gunwash. I'm in the mood, boys.